Hello, I'm Julia Marchari Alexander, Executive Director of the Walters Art Museum, and you're listening to Open Access, a monthly segment inspiring connections between you and the art on view at the Walters Art Museum. In honor of Volunteer Appreciation Month, I'm very happy to have with me today Veronica Betancourt, Manager of Gallery Learning at the Walters. Welcome, Veronica, and thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me, Julia.
So I wonder, Veronica, if you can tell us a bit about the work that you do as Manager of Gallery Learning.
So being Manager of Gallery Learning means a lot of things because gallery learning means a lot of things. You can come into the gallery on your own and explore it however you like, or you can come in with a very helpful and friendly docent, someone to help facilitate a conversation about the artwork that we have on view.
So most of the time when people think about a docent, they think about that docent leading a school tour, which completely makes sense because every year, just at the Walters, we welcome over 25,000 school children to the museum. And our docents are the people who really make that possible. But I've actually heard you say that the docents work not only with students, but also ages 3 and up. So I wonder if you could talk a little bit about the innovative programming that you and the docents put together.
Absolutely. I mean, as you can imagine, the life experiences of people ages 3 and up vary widely. And correspondingly, we have a really wide range of programs. So whether that is the walk-in tours that we offer on the weekends that have all kinds of interests in mind, I'm excited just about the variety that we offer, whether that's something like a Not All Babies Are Cute tour, or we are starting a Cats versus Dogs tour, as well as things that are a little bit more serious in nature, like By Land, By Sea, Trading Culture and Conflict. So really taking as broad a look at the collection as possible with some things that are fun, maybe a little bit irreverent, and other things that are a little bit more serious and scholarly. Beyond walk-in tours, we also have tour programming for folks from a wide sort of section of the community. So one of the things that I'm excited about is that we have increased our number of tours with different art centers from around Baltimore and the surrounding area. So expanding access to folks with intellectual and developmental disabilities in terms of coming into the museum and having a great time both touring, making art, and just enjoying developing a relationship with the museum. And I think one of the best things about these kinds of exploration is that you can drop in, walk in, they are always free.
So one of the things that I'm really excited about that you have implemented at the museum are Spanish language tours. When do those happen and what are those?
Well, they're what they sound like. They are tours in Spanish and they're walk-in tours. So I started leading them in the fall of 2017. And beginning in May, they're going to continue being the first Saturday of the month, but they'll be at 11 in the morning. Much like the walk-in tours in English, they cover a wide range of topics. So the April one is Transformación, Arte de las Américas, Transformation, Art of the Americas. We'll be looking at our collection of art from the Americas. But then it also has, you know, different sort of themes. So I know that in the summer we have Mujeres y Diosas, Divinas y Poderosas, which is basically goddesses and women, you know, looking at their strength and divinity. So it is a tour program that is meant for, as many of our work is, a lot of ages. So if you're coming with kids, if you're coming with grandkids, if you're coming with the neighbor's kids, feel free to join. And the tour program is very much designed with the idea that if at minute number 20, you know, kids are sort of feeling like going to the Family Art Center and making something would be more interesting, or playing with the whole sort of puppet environment that we have downstairs would be a better fit for the moment, that's completely fine. Our tours are meant to be flexible. You can sort of drop in, decide that you want to do something else, and it doesn't hurt our feelings. We understand that we are here to have a good time with you.
Well, that's just amazing. Veronica, thank you so much for being with me today. It's been a pleasure.
Likewise. Thanks, Julia.
You can learn more about our wonderful walk-in tours in English or in Spanish, or about how to become a docent yourself by visiting us online at thewalters.org. For The Walters, I'm Julia Marchari Alexander, inviting you to come and see art in new ways at the Walters Art Museum, where admission is always free. Open Access is produced for WYPR by the Walters Art Museum.
episode.